From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria to take on insurgents. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but the timing of his departure must be decided through negotiation.
We've made it very clear. We've been open. We've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Mr. Kerry spoke Saturday in London after talks with British counterpart Philip Hammond. He urged both Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate his eventual departure in order to end the country's civil war. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, are at the polls today to vote for a new government. The election pits the leftist Syriza party, led by former Prime Minister Alex Tsipras, against the conservative New Democracy Party of Evangelis Memarakis. The election is the third this year and was triggered when Tsipras resigned last month after citizens grew upset with him over not resisting European creditor demands of more austerity measures. Mediators working to end the political unrest in Burkina Faso are expected to announce a resolution to that crisis today. The military in Burkina Faso seized power on Thursday after the presidential guard abducted the acting president and his ministers. The coup triggered angry protests, leaving 10 people dead and more than 100 people injured. The takeover by military force was condemned by the United States, France, the United Nations, and the African Union. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in crowded boats. Elsewhere, Austria braced for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began transporting thousands of migrants to the Austrian border. More than 400,000 migrants, many from Iraq and Syria, have entered Europe this year. Thousands more have died trying. The Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians in the capital of Sana'a. The Saudi coalition, which includes nine other Arab nations and is supported by the U.S., began fighting the rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of Sana'a. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The attack on Pakistan's Badabar Air Force Base near Peshawar killed at least 29 people, both members of the military and civilians. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bloodshed Friday. Soon after the raid, the Pakistani army spokesman told reporters that intercepted communications showed the heavily armed gunmen were under the direction of handlers located across the border in Afghanistan. Pope Francis is in Havana on an historic 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States.
Animo a los responsables políticos a continuar avanzando por este camino. Y a desarrollar todas sus potencialidades como prueba del alto servicio.
The Pope called the thawing of relations between Washington and Havana, in which the Vatican played a central role, a sign of the victory of culture, of encounter and dialogue, and he urged the leaders of each nation to develop all their potential as proof of the high service to which they are called. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square today. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are expected to turn out. In the United States this coming week, the Pope will have a private meeting with President Barack Obama and give a joint speech before U.S. lawmakers, both the House and Senate, and he will appear before the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. President Barack Obama says African-American women continue to face long odds against success more than five decades after the height of the civil rights movement. Speaking Saturday at the annual Congressional Black Caucus Foundation Awards winner in Washington, Mr. Obama praised the role of black women in the campaign for civil rights. But he said that while black women and girls in the U.S. have made progress in terms of education and politics, they are still likely to be mired in poverty. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.